Good afternoon, everyone. It's 4:30 on 10:20. We're doing a double today? Is that a second podcast today? Are you allowed to do that? You can when things are going so well. The cars will be scarce. The flip-flops pitter-patter will be constant. I'm walking. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous day in New England. Fall foliage is everywhere. I see more colors, and I'm thankful to be able to see colors. See different colors of leaves all over the place right now. But I'm walking around without my contacts in because I just went to the eye doctor because I had a scare. I was scared. You know what I thought happened? I thought I tore my retina. Go ahead. Go ahead, buddy. This is Vermont. You go. I'm taking it easy. I've had some retinal tears in my past. I've lived without being able to see for a little while, but got it fixed a couple times, like 20 years ago and 17 years ago. Thought I was having it again in my good eye, if you could call an eye good. But it turns out it wasn't. But it was nice to get into medical care here in Vermont. I schedule an appointment. I'm there the next day. It's 5 minutes from the house. They look at you. People were nice. It was really good. So we pass people as we record today. So it's a gorgeous day. My eye is good, as good as it's going to be. So I'm happy. Anyway, I had an idea. I had to record because it's funny, and it's something that needs to happen. All right. So I went for this beautiful walk here, looking at this fall foliage, blind as a bat, wearing some sunglasses right now because I'm so freaking blind. I had to put on some extra glasses just across the street here because I don't trust my ability to tell whether or not a car is coming at me. That's how blind I am without contacts or glasses. For a brief second today, coming out of the eye doctor, what they do is they give you these dilation drops so that you're if you've ever done this before, so your eyes, your pupils get wide or whatever, and you're more susceptible to sunlight and kind of blurry. You're not really supposed, you can drive home, but you really want to have sunglasses if you're driving home during the day. Well, I usually don't put my contacts back in and bring my glasses because it dirties up your contacts, the eye drops that they put in your eyes. So you don't want to use contacts usually after that. I forgot to do that today. So for a brief moment, I got in my car and I was going to drive like 4 miles without my contacts or glasses there and with my 2200 vision. And thankfully, I'm sane enough not to have done that. I almost pulled out of the parking lot. I got that far. And then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And so I went and put my contact in. I'm probably going to have to throw that contact away tonight, but that's fine. Because you got to do that. So, I'm so blind. Anyway, walking around. So I went to the gas station here just to get some coffee because it's beautiful. And I can't drive right now, right? And I was there and it was like $2.97 because I also got some candy that has James Harden on it. It's a bunch of candy that looks like beards. I've never seen a basketball player on candy. Like, that's awesome. So I bought that. And a coffee, right? And it was $2.97 and the kid was like, do you want your 3 pennies? And I'm like, God, no. Of course I don't want 3 pennies. Like, it's going in a tip jar. Give a penny, take a penny, save cancer, make a wish, do whatever. I don't want any change in general, but pennies suck. And I said, yeah, we got to outlaw the penny already. And he's like, yeah. He's like, you know, it costs more. He's like, you know, it costs more money to make a penny than it's actually worth, which, yeah, that's one of the core common arguments for people who are like, let's get rid of the penny because it's stupid to produce it when it's not worth as much as it should be, right? Well, that's one thing. Here's the other thing. Think of all the lost time people spend moving pennies around, shipping them around to get them from one place to the other, to and from the bank. Like, places have to deposit or get more pennies all the time because these convenience stores are giving out so much change. They got to crack that stupid roll and wait. Like, who gives a rat? I'm like, yeah, we should get rid of the penny. Well, what are we going to do? I think they did that in Canada. Makes sense, or they would do it in Canada first. I'm pretty sure they don't have a penny in Zimbabwe. I think they stopped at the trillion-dollar bill is like the lowest one that they have. We should get rid of the penny for all these reasons that it doesn't have enough value and it's a waste of time. That's one thing, right? But what are we going to do then? What are we going to replace it with? Are we going to round everything to 5 cents? Could do that. Or just because we need to get this done. Like, why haven't we done this already? Why haven't we outlawed the penny? I don't know. There's some bureaucracy there. You'd think that there's like a lobbyist copper slash, it's not even mostly copper anymore. I think it's something else. There's supposedly there's a contract. It's just a lot of bureaucracy. Trump can do this. Trump can get rid of this. Here's how we do it. One, he says I'm not paying to produce any more of them. That's number one. We got to stop number one. And then the government should be buying them back at a premium. I think the government should buy back every penny for what it's worth when it's melted down, minus the meltdown costs. I think that's above 2 cents. I've heard 2.3 cents, and I think it might even be more now. So I think that every penny should be worth double, and the government buys it back. We get all the pennies off the streets. That's number one. Now you're left with real trouble, right? Because I go to get my coffee and my James Harden beard candy. James Harden's beard candy. Sounds like it should be at a sex shop and not at a grocery store. But James Harden's beard candy, which is getting a picture and going up in this post, that ends up being $2.97. And the kid looks at me and he's like, I don't know what happened. Trump outlawed all the pennies. And what am I supposed to do with you? And he could give me a nickel, but ledgers end up getting off by dollars and stuff after long days of that. And it's kind of, so what do, right? I think you have to have a lower than 5 cent coin that equals whatever value you need it to equal. And it's called Trump change. Trump change. Pick the shiniest, glossiest, cheapest substance, because that would represent Trump the most appropriately. Like some type of, like fool's gold or something that's just shiny and cheap. It looks like, if you've ever been to the old Trump casino in Vegas, Trump Tower, or whatever the hell it was called, I can't remember. Just Trump Plaza? Trump something. It looks old and glossy. It looks like a really cheap hooker's lipstick, you know? Get whatever substance is that color that's cheap and put a T or put his freaking face on it and just give them out to everybody. And they're worth whatever it is, less than 5 cents. So you can pull out whatever you got and there could just be a stack of these stupid fucking coins, because it'll be a whole lot cheaper to do that. Hi. Sorry, I'm cursing in front of people because I can't see anyone. Sorry. I'm an idiot. Embarrassed. Probably my neighbors. Anyway, I think that we could all have this change. A coin. And we could get outlaw the penny. Because the penny is so ridiculous. It's such a waste of time. And it costs money. And it represents... Like, when I see people in lines getting held up because someone is cracking a 50 cent of pennies, I think, how dumb are we as a society? Like, how stupid are we? That it's something, because it really doesn't have any value. Like, who made a fortune off of pennies? If you rounded up all the pennies in the world that exist, how much would it be? I bet you that all the pennies in circulation, all of them, probably don't equal a billion dollars. Or I'd be surprised how many millions of pennies there are out there. It's probably less than 100. I don't know. How many freaking pennies do you think exist? I'm going to throw out a guess. I'm going to ask Google at some point. But I think it's probably... Probably... It's definitely under 100 million. I bet you it's like 25 million or something. I bet you this whole thing to buy them back would cost 50 million bucks. Look it up. But the penny's got to go. And we just need to replace it with something that Trump would... Anything that has Trump's name on it. I mean, God, if he puts himself on currency, he would love to do that. And he could talk about how much he's saving the government by outlawing the penny. This is a great idea. I don't know why haven't talked about it earlier. Oh, yeah, is that because Trump is just a Russian puppet and he doesn't care about anything? But we could appeal to his vanity here. And we could say that, you're going to get your own coin out of this. Now, how do you live in a world where the coin doesn't have real value? That's another reason why it's great to call it Trump change. Because it doesn't have a fixed value. And it's stupid, so it's just like, if you want to use it, you can use it. But basically, we're going to be rounding to five, right? But we need to wean ourselves off the penny somehow, and I feel like throwing another coin in there. How big would this coin be? Trump would want it to be the biggest coin, even though it has no value. He would want it to be the biggest coin.
so it makes your hands look even smaller.
Now, it sounds weird. It sounds like I'm talking weird here, right? Like, why would you do this? But let's really talk about getting rid of the penny. Because getting rid of the penny, why haven't we done this already? Think about it. Think about the environmental costs of the penny. This is, again, stuff that we are probably mining.
And it's excavated, and so we're still making it. Like, we've at least got to stop the production if there are no new pennies. Can we at least do that? I'm busy, I got tons of stuff to do. There's some questions I want to talk about. Make sure this is handy. Let's see if we can get rid of it. See if we can move Trump on something reasonable.
Weird Beards, it's called. Hilarious. Anyway, alright, that was a short one.